5. HMS Destroyer, Erasure Bay, Princeton of Emerald.
Admiral Niles is here, sir. Captain Shane is with him.
Admiral Sir Dominic Stainair, the newly created Baron of Rock Point, looked up from his examination of the double-barreled flintlock pistol as his flag lieutenant poked his head respectfully through the flag cabin door aboard HMS Destroyer.
"Thank you, Stiven," he said. "Ask them to join me, please."
"Of course, sir."
Lieutenant Stiven Erakson bowed very slightly before he withdrew, and Admiral Rockpoint smiled. Young Erakson was connected to at least 2/3 of the aristocrats of the Kingdom of Karras. Indeed, he was far better born than his admiral, despite the recent creation of Rockpoint's own title, although that sort of thing was less uncommon in Karras than in most other Saifholian kingdoms. And, Rockpoint supposed, the fact that he himself was the younger brother of the Archbishop of Karras would normally have been more than enough to offset Erakson's bluer blood. Of course, in this case, given the irregularities of Michael's elevation to his archbishopric, that was a bit more problematical than usual. If Erakson was remotely aware of the superiority of his birth, he gave absolutely no sign of it. It did, however, grant the efficient, intelligent lieutenant a certain undeniable comfort level when it came to dealing with superior officers in general. The admiral set the pistol aside rather regretfully, settling it back into its fitted velvet nest beside its mate in the hand-rubbed wooden case on his desk as the door closed behind the flag lieutenant. That brace of pistols was one of the latest brainstorms from Baron Seamount's fertile imagination, and Rockpoint had always appreciated the Baron's ever-active approach to life and to his duties. It was an attitude which would have served him poorly in many navies, but not in the Royal Carisian Navy, or at least not in the current Royal Carisian Navy, and the new weapon was typical of Seamount's efforts. Before the introduction of the flintlock, firearms like the pistol Rockpoint had just been examining would have been impractical at best. Now they were completely practical, aside from the diversion of manufacturing capability they represented, at least. Rockpoint suspected that it had been difficult for Seamount to sit on the artisan who'd built the matched set of pistols in their box on the desk. Traditionally, presentation weapons were seen as opportunities to show off the maker's artistic talents, as well as his practical ability. Under those rules, the pistols ought to have been finely engraved and, undoubtedly, inlaid with gold and plaques of ivory. This time, the only decoration lay in the small golden medallions set into the pistols' butts, bearing the crossed cannons and kraken of the coat of arms his monarch had awarded to him with his title.
"I guess Alfred knows me better than most," Rockpoint told himself with a fond smile. "He knows how little use I have for wasted finery."
Even more than that, the admiral thought as he closed the box and latched it, Seamount knew how much he treasured functionality and practicality, and the sleek, beautifully blued pistols had both of those in abundance. They cocked with a glassy, smooth, satisfying click. The triggers broke cleanly and crisply, and the rich scent of gun oil clung to the pistol case like subtle perfume. With rifled side-by-side 50-caliber barrels, an admiral who no longer possessed two working legs would still hold four men's lives in his hands, even if his footwork was no longer up to the highest standards of swordsmanship.
"Admiral Niles and Captain Shane, sir,"
Erakson murmured as the cabin door opened once more and he ushered the visitors into Rockpoint's flag cabin.
"Thank you, Stiven,"
Rockpoint said, then smiled at his two subordinates as the flag lieutenant disappeared once more.
"Cody, Captain Shane," he said then, "please sit down."
He waved one hand at the chairs waiting for them.
"I'm sorry I wasn't on deck to greet you." "No apologies are necessary, my lord," Admiral Cody Niles replied for both of them as they sat down, and Rockpoint smiled again, this time a bit more crookedly, as he glanced down to where the calf of his right leg used to be.